You write about one young girl who had the chance to not have that identity as Jewish on her line. Was that Sima?
Sima was my cousin. Yes, Sima. Well, she grew up in a Jewish family. Mm-hmm. Her stepfather was Jewish.
She didn't look Jewish,
Jewish. Her real father was Russian, and actually my aunt was forced to be divorced from him, by my grandparents. yeah, that's interesting. But Sima decided that she grew up in a Jewish family. She felt like she was a Jew. She had a choice, and she didn't take it. And Beach was very brave on her part.
Yeah, I mean, you respect her for that in some way,
absolutely,
right?
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Some of the stories that you tell in this are stories that I think we can relate to no matter what country we're from. I'm thinking especially of a young boy who lived in the apartment building. His name starts with an N, and I can't, Nuon or whatever.
Naum.
He was bullied quite a bit. And that's a heartbreaking chapter when you talk about him on a snowy day when you go out and you've created in the neighborhood for entertainment a 15-foot ice rink, basically, and everybody was seeing how far they could slide on that. And you described that very well, and your participation in that. And then the way that this boy was treated. And do you think it was worse in Russia? I mean, I think other people could relate to that and say, that sounds like so-and-so, who I never stood up for in my neighborhood.
No, that in Russia, what was unique about bullying in Russia, Jews were bullied. And that was just pretty much 100%, unless they lived in, I don't know, if your parents were academics and you would live in a very academic kind of, I don't know, buildings and neighborhood, I guess that's what I'm trying to say.
Uh-huh.
It was very common for Jews to be bullied. But bullying, of course, is universal. And in fact, some of the people who write back to me, I actually encourage people to write to me, and I give them my site so they can get in touch with me. And quite a few people said that they could relate to that, to bullying, because they experienced for a variety of reasons. There is one woman who is who has Polish ancestors, so she's Polish descent, and she was bullied for being from a Polish family. And it's universal. As I said, what makes it very unique to Russia is Jews were definitely singled out.
Yeah, you already had that as a target, saying if you're going to bully somebody, you bully these people.
Yeah.
Huh. When do you think as a child or an adolescent that you realize and are conscious of your surrounding? In other words, I don't know if I, it's what I always grew up around. Whatever my experience was as a kid growing up in a small Missouri community, it was my experience. Yours was your experience through those first 15 years that you write about in this book. Did it take later on in life to say, wow, now I can interpret this through a different filter and I understand more of what was happening? Or do you think as a very young person, you were aware of certain restrictions and the difficulties of growing up in Cold War Russia?
Well, children were really brainwashed in school. And for a long time, actually, alone for a child, I believed everything my teachers told me, that we need to love our almighty motherland, that is the best country in the world. We were always the best country in the world. Although we had no bread at some point, we could not buy any products, and lots of things were imported. But we were the best country in the world, and the West was rotten, was about to deteriorate completely, and it was the worst place in the world to live. So I believed that for some time, but at about age of 13, I started realizing that something is wrong with that picture. Although I probably could have realized it earlier, because what I heard in my family was very different. In fact, there is one story when I'm really conflicted about my family and that brainwashing about my wonderful country. And I feel like maybe I should tell somebody that my parents don't admire the country the way they should. But it passed, and by the age of 13, I knew that everything around me was a lie. It was a lie about our triumphs in all kinds of areas, and our agriculture failed every time. So it was really all lies.